Well, with Sunday's All-Ireland hurling final between Cork and Tipperary fast approaching, ticket demand has once again far outweighed supply, with many supporters expected to be left disappointed. Cork GAA issued a statement this morning acknowledging the huge demand for tickets and thanking their local clubs for playing such a crucial part in distributing their allocation. Joining us is the Cork GAA CEO and Secretary, Kevin O'Donovan. Kevin, thanks for joining us on the line. I gather you've been overwhelmed by the demand.
Yes, I suppose it's a bittersweet time for us here. All looking forward to Sunday, but understanding there's a lot of heartbreak along the way for our supporters too. In terms of numbers, we would have 60,000 at the All-Ireland semi-final. Our allocation for the final is closer to 20,000. So you can imagine it's a case of loaves and fishes then, but delighted with the support. We'll have a fan zone with 20,000 more spectators on the field in Super Value Park at Keefe on Sunday. So we're doing our best to be informative and honest and help as many people as possible get there.
So essentially you're saying stop ringing your local official, stop ringing the fella who might have a ticket, stop emailing us. There really are no more tickets to spare.
No, that day has gone really, because with e-ticketing now and with the processes, before it would take 4 weeks to distribute all Ireland final tickets. Now all that's done with a week, and our clubs have distributed theirs and we've distributed ours. So I think it's fair in our voluntary officials now to let it lie. Maybe a ticket will return from another county and somebody will be lucky with a cousin living elsewhere. But in terms of the official distribution channels of ours, they're all simply closed at this point.
Would you have liked to have received a greater allocation?
Yes, but we understand it. I suppose if you look at the 80,000 ballpark figure in at an All-Ireland final, let's say Cork get 20,000, Tip get 20,000, 20,000 are for central distribution by Croke Park, and roughly 20,000 go to the other counties. I think it's important to recognise that All-Ireland final day is a national occasion. It's for every boy and girl in the country. It's not confined to Cork and Tipperary. So I do understand there's a national element that Cumann Lough Classcale have to adhere to as well. And it's not a simple matter of just distributing every ticket to the two participating counties.
You're being very decent about this, I have to say. Have you ever known demand like this?
No, this is a new era for us, because I suppose, you know, Tipperary have a very short famine. We have a 20-year famine. So you have a massive backlog of people trying to get to that elusive All-Ireland final and be there if we were lucky enough to cross the finishing line. What we've seen this year, and it's really come about over the last 12 months, is a youth movement, a whole generation of people who have never seen Cork win, and they're absolutely drawing on tickets now. Anything that goes up online for our previous games, we've had 8 consecutive sellout fixtures. That generation are just cleaning up tickets. Anything goes in public sale, they gobble them up. Unfortunately, no public sale this time, so they're left a little bit shortchanged, and we regret that.
Yeah, it really is lovely to see all those youngsters on their way to the hurling matches. All right, listen, many thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Kevin O'Donovan there of Cork GAA.